AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. An election-denying election official in Colorado? Convicted. Accused of using someone else's security badge to give a person affiliated with MyPillow's Mike Lindell access to the Mesa County, Colorado election system in 2021. Now former county clerk Tina Peters. Accused also of making copies of hard drives and pictures of passwords, misconduct and other charges, facing up to 22 years in prison. Believed the first prosecution of a local election official over a suspected security breach amid 2020 election conspiracy theories. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The commander-in-chief of Ukraine's military says they've seized around 380 square miles of Russia with their surprise incursion, and it's believed the Ukrainians are operating in a second Russian region. Measuring wastewater samples, federal public health officials say very high or high levels of COVID in 44 states. This is ABC News. First day of school horror in Sarasota, Florida. A 12-year-old girl is on a hospital critical list after being run over by her mom during morning drop-off at a middle school. Investigators say the girl dropped her backpack, some articles rolling under the vehicle. She went to retrieve them. Mom, unaware, started to drive off, stopped immediately upon hearing her daughter's screams. A former Cornell University student sentenced for threatening Jewish students on campus. ABC's Dave Packer tells the tale.
Patrick Day, who pleaded guilty in April to making violent anti-Semitic threats, has been sentenced in federal court to 21 months in prison. Federal sentencing guidelines had called for up to 33 months, but the judge, considering Day's diagnosis of autism and nonviolent history, reducing the sentence. Day's online threats said prosecutors, including rape and murder. The DOJ also said that Day threatened to bring an assault rifle to campus to shoot Jews. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject two proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. Looks pretty quiet. Light winds and upper 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny, once again, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms moving in Wednesday night. It's 63 at our studios.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have primary day coverage across Wisconsin and more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away. Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Boy, a lot to talk about today. And like I said, it's just a weird, weird news cycle today. Donald Trump's plan to steal the 2020 election is taking shape. This over at The Guardian this morning. They note there wasn't anything particularly controversial about Georgia's presidential primary in March of this year. Nonetheless, two Republicans on the five-person Fulton County Election Board refused to certify the election. Now, keep in mind, Fulton County is Atlanta. Fulton County is the bluest county in this red state in Georgia. Julie Adams and Michael Heakin didn't point to specific irregularities. Instead, they said they needed more information. But it didn't end there. In May, Adams is part of an election activist network founded by Cleta Mitchell. She's an election denier. Voted against certifying another Georgia primary election. Again, despite no irregularities, she said she needed more information. Adams also recently sued the Fulton County Board, asking a judge to declare that she and other commissioners could choose not to certify the election. In early August, the Republican-controlled state election board in Georgia adopted a new rule that essentially gave her what she wanted. And that could be an alarming dress rehearsal, writes Sam Levine at The Guardian. That could be an alarming dress rehearsal for how Donald Trump and his allies will try to challenge the election results in November when he loses. Now, they write, if he loses, of course. Mike Howell is the director of this Heritage Foundation project called the Oversight Project. And he said earlier this year, quote, there is a 0% chance of a free and fair election. In other words, Republicans are expecting to lose the election this fall. They know that there's, 100 million pissed off women out there, among other things. But he went on to say, I'm formally accusing the Biden administration of creating the conditions that most reasonable policymakers and officials cannot in good conscience certify an election. Now, keep in mind, this is the Heritage Foundation. So it could look a lot like 2020, but it could get a lot worse. First, Trump is better prepared. I mean, the RNC, their litigation team is now headed up by Christina Bobb, who is also an election denier. She's also one of these people who are promoting this big lie that the election was stolen from Donald Trump in 2020. Also, the RNC says that they're recruiting 100,000 poll watchers. Many of them will be in blue cities and red states, arguing that signatures don't match on mail-in ballots. This is going to be a big deal, and nobody is talking about it. I mean, all you've got to do is say, I don't think that signature looks right, and boom, that ballot goes into the provisional pile, essentially. and you get a letter in the mail, you know, a couple days later that says you got to come in and cure your ballot and prove that. And by that time, the election's counted and it's all over. So, number one. But more significantly, the idea that the 2020 election was stolen has gone from being this fringe wackadoodle thing. I mean, in January of 2021, when Trump first rolled this out, and, you know, with the January 6th and everything else, it was believed by a very small percentage of the Republican electorate and an even smaller percentage, of course, of the American public. Now, 66%, two-thirds of Republicans believe that the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump. Even after 60 lawsuits, after multiple investigations, after taking it all the way to the Supreme Court, after the Trump people never producing one single credible, adjudicatable, if that's a word, litigatable piece of evidence, not one single piece of evidence that the election in 2020 was stolen from Trump, that has not been debunked. All of them. I mean, every single one of their things have been debunked. But hey, this is their story and they're going with it. Meanwhile, the rats are deserting a sinking ship, and both figuratively and metaphorically. Nick Fuentes, you know, the neo-Nazi white supremacist Hitler fan, just revoked his support for Trump on Friday. He said that the Trump campaign is headed for a catastrophic loss. Now, he got a lot of crap about that. He in fact, here's what he said tonight. It was midnight Friday night. He said, "Tonight I declare a new Groiper war against the Trump camp." And the Groipers are the white supremacist, racist, low IQ, mostly incels, involuntarily celibate boys and men. So anyhow, he declares war on the Trump campaign. Now, he quickly backed away from that, by the way. He got a lot of crap for that all day Saturday, and by Sunday he was like, "Well, you know, don't pay attention to me. I don't follow politics." Yeah, right. But it gets even worse. Talking about rats deserting a sinking ship. The song that they played at the Trump rally before Trump came on stage, complete with a video, was Celine Dion's "My Heart Will Go On," which is the theme song to the movie Titanic, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. So, oh, and they also, earlier in the day at that rally, they had played "Send in the Clowns," the old Judy Collins song, only a more upbeat, modern version of it. And then they also had a clip from an Elvis movie, from a scene from an Elvis movie, which is like, "Oh, yeah, he is Fat Elvis. He is in the Fat Elvis phase of his career." In other words, on the decline at the end of his career, just repeating the same old hits, not really doing much new stuff. Now, I realize, you know, toward the end of his life, Elvis was still doing some damn good music. But, you know, this is a fairly common understanding of, you know, Elvis's career, was that he hit this point where he was, you know, eating too much and taking too many drugs, and, you know, he was just basically, well, that's where Trump is now. With Trump, it's age and probably too much caffeine and too many Diet Cokes, and with Elvis, of course, it was drugs and food. But can things get worse for J.D. Vance? You know how hysterical Republicans are about men wearing women's clothes. Like, they want to outlaw trans, they want to outlaw drag queens, their shock troops, their stormtroopers show up at drag string queen story hours and, you know, threaten to beat up drag queens and things like that. Well, now comes out a picture of J.D. Vance in a wig, makeup, and a dress. This is probably where he first started wearing eyeliner, which apparently he's still wearing. I mean, there's all these pictures of him on the campaign trail wearing eyeliner. And, you know, and nothing wrong with that, of course, unless you're one of the guys who trashes men who wear women's makeup. And, you know, and certainly he's in that category. But this is from his days at Yale when he was in college. And and it's been verified, at least by his classmates. So, strange stuff. And here's another one. I remember I opened the show, you know, an hour and 14 minutes ago and said, or an hour and 9 minutes ago and said, the word for today is weird. There are so many genuinely weird stories about these weird Republicans. Here's another one. This is from the Harris Walls War Room over on Twitter. It says, is anyone going to ask Donald why he was flying on Jeffrey Epstein's plane on Saturday? You know, that plane that had to make the emergency landing a couple hours from Bozeman that because they had a hydraulic problem, or at least that was the story. You know, now it's coming out that they still owe money to this to that city for the previous for a rally from a couple of years ago. And maybe they just couldn't fly into Bozeman, but whatever. That plane has the same serial number as Jeffrey Epstein's plane. Now, it's got a different tail number now because they change with ownership, but the serial number never changes. This is Jeffrey Epstein's old plane, which, by the way, he had sold to a friend of Donald Trump's. So apparently this friend of Donald Trump's is loaning it or renting it to the campaign. This is the plane that has Trump Vance printed on the side of it. They repainted it as a campaign plane. It's Jeffrey Epstein's old plane. I mean, it just doesn't get weirder than that. Well, actually, it does. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, my God. And Roseanne Barr. We'll play that clip for you on the other side of this break, but it's getting really weird. Did you know that they're putting human fetuses in McDonald's hamburgers? Well, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants you to know, and she's publicizing it. I'll be right back. No, of course they're not, obviously. I'll be right back with that. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
That's incredible. Trump and Vance flying to his rally in the Lolita Express. We'll be right back. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming, and it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Matt Nair on Air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of the popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at the dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, it might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push it to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a free, premium, freeze-dried raw dog food that dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The storm is brewing, ready to embark. But is the wind twisting and turning? A tornado is coming, leaving its mark. A tornado is coming, money's the name. Sweeping through politics, it's a dangerous game. Voices of the people drown in the roar. As the cycle of cash knocks down every door, promises made.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. Kamala Harris is now officially more trusted than on the U.S. economy than Donald Trump, according to a new poll. This is amazing. It was conducted by the Financial Times and the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. It's the first monthly poll to show that the Democratic candidate is leading Trump on the economy. 42% of voters say they trust Harris more. 41% put their faith in Trump. She has seen a 7% increase. And this week, she's going to be releasing her economic stuff. So there you go. Now, another weird alert. I keep telling you, this is so weird. This clip that Nate's going to play out of the TriCaster here, this clip is Marjorie Taylor Greene and Roseanne Barr and Roseanne Barr's son and on Roseanne Barr's show. Check this out.
Well, they love the baby blood, you know. They love bathing in that and drinking it, too.
That's Roseanne.
Now, you know.
I've heard.
They
I like
do.
I like your mom. We're going to.
I love it.
I says in my act, I put, so well, you know what? Now they're going to sell, you know, they already proved they're selling the aborted fetuses, the aborted fetus
this
part
is Roseanne
to
Barr.
Bill Gates to put in his meat. Well, you know that's true.
The fake meat or the real meat?
Yeah, the fetus meat, fetus burgers.
Good gosh.
Come on, when they put in their protein, we're eating humans. They got us all being cannibals.
Well, I'm not, because I would never buy his fake meat.
No, but they already got it. And McDonald's is selling fetus burgers.
What?
Yeah, they got it in everything.
Man, I
got
to get back on QAnon. Yeah. I am missing out on some good stuff. Oh, no.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. I got to get back on QAnon. I'm missing out on some good stuff. Oh, my God. Why does Georgia inflict her on us? It's just like, oh, geez. And then, you know, I mentioned, you know, could things get worse for J.D. Vance? You know, the story about him being dressed up in drag, that story, you know, the picture's coming out now. When the article, one of the articles that published that picture had a poll at the bottom asking for new names for J.D. Vance, and the top one was Sofa Loren. Oh, man. It is just getting weird. I don't know how to describe it beyond that. It's just getting so weird. All right, what's on your mind? Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call. You and I are of a similar mind as far as the Trump campaign's alleged hacking. Mm. You know, a couple things. First of all, you can hack yourself.
Yep.
Not that hard to do.
Yep.
You can hire someone to hack your own network and put them under an NDA.
Yep.
So they could have gone to what they call a white hat hacker. Hey, listen, could you test the security of my network? And the result, I need them to be kept under an NDA.
Right.
Well, but it nonetheless can be characterized as a hacking. And if you look at what's been reported as the contents that were obtained, it's not new information. Profiles on people being vetted, that's not new, and it's not even really damaging. Even if the content of that hacking, that information was, you know, pictures of J.D. Vance in drag or Marco Rubio doing something wrong, none of that would surprise. And I point back to the fact that Karl Rove bugged his own Texas gubernatorial Republican candidate to gain sympathy for his candidate and delivered that guy, I think his name was Clemens, the first Republican win back in the day. So you've been talking about how they're pulling from the old playbooks for the Trump campaign.
Yep.
This is as old of a playbook as it gets.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I had forgotten about that. This was before Rove attached himself to George W. Bush. And and you're right. He had released information about his own candidate and then accused the other candidate of releasing it. And it worked. I mean, it was they played the victim card, essentially. I don't know if they're playing the victim card here or if they know that bad information is coming out. They're trying to get ahead of it so that the news media will go, oh, that's an old story. We're not even going to report on it. But nice to hear that you're thinking the same way I am, Marie. Apparently, I'm not the only one who's skeptical of anything that comes out of the Trump campaign. Marie, thanks so much for the call. It's so nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, the Heritage Foundation would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your calls. On the line with us is world-renowned integrative veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. He's the author of two books and was featured in a film about animal health. Dr. Marty is also the inventor of the Nature's Blend freeze-dried healthy dog food, and he's the driving force behind DrMartyPets.com. Dr. Marty, welcome back to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So tell us about Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. What inspired you for this?
You know, there's the old motto, it all starts with food. You know, you are what you eat.
Yep.
I've worked on approximately 250,000 patients in my career. And from my experience, I have seen thousands and thousands of companion animals where their health turned around just on the nutritional dietary change.
I can tell you, you know, my dogs eat your food and they have a lot more energy than they did before. We've been feeding them Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend for at least a year now, and it's just, it made a difference, a noticeable difference. So I want to testify.
And there it is. Just do an experiment. Go out and live on fast food for a month. Yeah. Tell me how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Then take the next month, you know, clean out a little, and then eat on really biologically appropriate, you know, healthy fish, salads, vegetables, and this and that. You're going to feel better. Your energy is going to soar. That's proven in the human field. Dogs are carnivores and should be eating a high-quality meat diet.
Right.
Show me one flat tooth in a dog's mouth.
Exactly, yeah.
So, or chewing grain.
Yeah, they are not cows.
Yeah, they're not cows. Our food for dogs is 81% protein.
Yeah.
And they're doing so well on it.
Yeah. We've been speaking with Dr. Marty Goldstein. Learn more at drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM.
I just love being on your show.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. An election-denying election official in Colorado convicted,
accused of using someone else's security badge to give a person affiliated with MyPillow's Mike Lindell access to the Mesa County, Colorado election system in 2021. Now former county clerk Tina Peters, accused also of making copies of hard drives and pictures of passwords, misconduct and other charges, facing up to 22 years in prison. Believe the first prosecution of a local election official over a suspected security breach amid 2020 election conspiracy theories. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The commander-in-chief of Ukraine's military says they've seized around 380 square miles of Russia with their surprise incursion, and it's believed the Ukrainians are operating in a second Russian region. Measuring wastewater samples, federal public health officials say very high or high levels of COVID in 44 states. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The partisan primary is Tuesday. Wisconsin voters will narrow down which candidates run for seats in November. Some of the most contested races will be the 3rd Congressional District. The Democrat who wins will take on incumbent Derek Van Orden, plus the race for Mike Gallagher's old seat representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. There are also two statewide referendum questions on the ballot. Polls open at 7 a.m. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA Certified Organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet. Terry Bell reports.
Labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the highest standards for the animals.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. Looks pretty quiet. Light winds and upper 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Once again, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms moving in Wednesday night. It's 63 at our studios.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down in the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the partisan primary election day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. We're just getting ready for the big one. That comes in November. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Adele in Chicago. Hey, Adele, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for everything. I loved the list you read about Michael Moore. Loved it. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and in his article, he has the backup research for each one of those points, by the way. If you go, I think it's over at michaelmoore.com in all probability.
Thank you. I wrote it down. I'm going to check that out and print it out. It'll just give me more fodder with which to advocate my position on things. Tom, I called in. I'm reading this newly published book, Sensitive, about highly sensitive people and how they're viewed by society. And then it really profiles the positives and leadership qualities, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading about this woman. I wonder if you know who she is. Her name was Frances Perkins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I read her biography. I'm forgetting who wrote it, but in fact, I write about Frances Perkins in my book on oligarchy, The Hidden History of American Oligarchy. There's a whole chapter about her.
Well, I figured you'd know who she was, and I just wanted to share with your readers about her that she was the first woman holding a cabinet position in the United States.
Yep, Secretary of Labor in the Franklin Roosevelt administration.
Yes, Secretary of Labor, mm-hmm. And she, you know, worked in the settlement houses in Chicago, and President Roosevelt offered her the position, but she said only on conditions. And her conditions were instilling a 40-hour work week, abolishing child labor, minimum wage, workers' compensation, federal unemployment relief, Social Security, and more. And we call that now our social safety net.
That's right.
So
in fact,
the
title of the book, the title of the biography about her is, as I recall, The Woman Who Wrote the New Deal, or words to that effect.
Exactly. That's what it says in this book. She just crafted what we now call, President Roosevelt, the New Deal. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
She was also super good friends, and there were rumors at the time that have never been knocked down and never been validated that she was in a relationship with FDR's wife, with I'm forgetting her first name. Say that again. Eleanor, Eleanor Roosevelt. Thank you, Sean. Which I guess back then was considered a bad thing. I'm not sure it would be today. She was a remarkable woman, as was Eleanor Roosevelt. You know, they were just two very dynamic, powerful women who were very, very close throughout their lives. And the book about her, that biography of her, is really worth reading. I thought it was the best overview of the New Deal itself. I mean, even independent of Frances Perkins, that I'd ever read. And it provided me with a ton of information when I was writing my books. So I just encourage people to check it out. Adele, thank you. Thanks for bringing up Frances Perkins. She's one of my heroes. Thank you. Michael in Barrington Hills, Illinois. Hey, Michael, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for all you do, and also your wife, Louise, I think, helps a lot, too. She's excellent.
She puts the show together every day.
Yeah.
And the music.
Essentially, last week, I don't continuously listen to you, but I think you were covering the MAGA attack and Vance's attack on Governor Walz's military thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was just impressed by Adam Kinzinger's output on that. He's been very thorough. I know he's a very conservative guy, you know.
Yeah.
But it was an excellent description of where he, Walt, is important work is in the military is, and he covers it very well.
Yeah, and Trump and Vance are lying about this. I mean, you know, they repeated these lies. In fact, Tom Cotton repeated the lies over the weekend on one of the TV shows, saying, when Waltz found out his unit was going to deploy, he resigned. Not true. It was months before they knew that their unit was going to deploy. It was when he decided to run for Congress that he submitted his resignation. It had nothing to do with, you know, a deployment, number one. And number two, they're saying, stolen valor. He's saying he was a command master sergeant when he retired as a master sergeant. Well, he had the rank of command master sergeant when he was in the military. But when he retired, they knocked him down one rank because he hadn't completed all the requirements for retirement as an E-9, and so he retired as an E-8. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't a command master sergeant. So, you know, they're just lying about him. And just like they lied about John Kerry, keep in mind, Chris LaCivita, who is the campaign manager for Donald Trump's campaign right now, was also the campaign manager for George W. Bush in 2004 against John Kerry. He came up with the whole Swift boat thing. So he's just trying to play his old hits. But I don't think it's going to stick. I don't think it's going to work.
Yeah.
Outside of Fox News.
Very quickly, a little humor here. Our age candidate, of course, is Trump, and he's always in a rage. Will you and some of your advertising talk about age proteins, advanced glycation end products? I'm a scientist, so I know about them. And they are toxic, made toxic by glycation, and they act on rage receptors.
Oh, really?
And so I think we have in our hand an age candidate who's really an advanced glycation end product in himself. and he's acting on rage. He's constantly in a rage.
Sure.
He's acting on rage receptors, of course. That's was my insight on that.
There
Very negative. But I love your geeky science, by the way.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much. Yeah, and advanced glycation, that's from one of our sponsors is Dr. Marty's pet food.
Any proteins that are heated, actually, in humans and dogs' food and everything else.
Oh, yeah, hamburgers have AGEs in them.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, especially if they're grilled, on an open flame where you get the really high temperatures on the metal parts of the grill.
Usually our liver takes care of it, but maybe not.
Yeah, there you go. Michael, thank you for the call. Great to hear from you. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Yeah, hi, Tom. My thoughts on why this is going to be a blowout election. In 2016, Trump lost the election by almost 3 million votes. In 2020, he lost the election to Biden by more than 7 million votes.
Correct.
So progressively, and this time it's going to be even more. I think it's going to be more than 10 million votes. But I wanted your opinion on the 2016 election. As you know, Hillary Clinton won by almost 3 million votes. However, the Electoral College went to Trump. And I wanted to ask you, do you know why the Electoral College went to Trump when it should have gone to Hillary Clinton? And I'll take my answer off the air. That was all my...
Well, it was because some of the swing states, that define the Electoral... The Electoral College vote doesn't have to track the popular vote. And that's the problem. I mean, California, for example, has fewer Electoral College votes than does Vermont. Vermont has 3 Electoral College votes for 600,000 people. You have 2 senators and 1 member of the House. And California has whatever they have. I don't know how many members of the House they have, but they only have 2 senators, just like Vermont. And so that Senate, the fact that the Senate isn't proportionate like the House is, means that the larger states, New York, California, Michigan, Pennsylvania, some of the high population states, Texas and Florida also on the red side, but most of the really high population states are blue states, and they have fewer electoral college votes than do the red states, and that's why the swing states become so critical. Does that make sense, Alfredo?
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. So, okay, well, thank you for everything, Tom.
Sure.
I really appreciate it. Your crew is doing a tremendous job. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's up?
So how satisfying would it be to see the Trump-Vance plane rotting in a retired aircraft boneyard?
Yeah. I think it's a hoot that their official plane is the old Lolita Express. I mean, I'm waiting for that to get on NBC News tonight. I doubt it'll get picked up, This is kind of one of those inside baseball things that's floating around on Twitter, but I think it's a big deal.
So about the hacking, your previous caller talked about that and brought up some good points. My thinking was that if this was indeed an Iranian hack and they wanted the information out, if Politico was not going to do it, seems to me they would find somebody else to do it.
I agree. That's why I think I think this is a preemptive strike against news that they think is going to be coming out.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking if it doesn't come out and it doesn't go to anybody else, then that would indicate to me that Iran didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I agree. And the Trump campaign, according to the article I read this morning, and I believe it was the New York Times, has not provided any evidence that it was Iran. Whereas in the case with WikiLeaks and you know Julian Assange coordinating things with Russia and with the Trump campaign, that was clearly that clearly came through Russia. In fact, there was Russian Cyrillic text embedded in the metadata on the data that was sent to them. So I think it's a scam. I mean, you know, it may well be that Iran just did a really ham-handed attempt, but I think they're a little more sophisticated than that. Clay, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the place where smart people get their news. Back with you. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900. And 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils.
Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small portion of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. And big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little bit of wheat flour, a little bit of wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. No wheat. It's a premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this stuff. And I can get you up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. That's drmartypets.com/THOM. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
A fresh start anew, another day to seize with a clearer view. No need to worry about what's coming next. Just live in the now, let go of the rest.
Each moment it's 9 minutes before the hour. Welcome back. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, I want to chip in with the kind of the theme you started the show out with, which is kind of people going to the happier side, whatever it might be. I call it dealing with our good heart versus our dark heart.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, over the years, has kept us reacting with our dark side, and it's really frustrating. And I really like what's going on in this campaign. And I've also over the years mentioned something about the civil I do civil information, and one of the tenets of it is to do not argue with fools, shun them. So now I feel good to be able to create a new phrase: do not argue with weirdos.
Okay? There you go.
Just shun them too. Okay.
Yeah,
I think we've got to stop arguing with weirdos. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, have conversation with persuadable voters. That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And then my other little thing I'll repeat, Tom, and this is moving towards the convention. I'm a little bit nervous about the convention being disrupted. So when people are talking to the people in the middle of persuadable voters, one thing I'll repeat is, you know, Republicans don't want democracy. Democrats are the adults in the room, and I think that's working out well.
Yeah.
On the positive side of things that we can say differently, instead of the crowd saying, lock him up, we should all say, vote him out. That's a positive, okay? And it's not a negative. Lock him up is his terms. Vote him out are our terms.
Yeah, or keep him out.
And this latest one, Tom, is actually sort of directed at Al Sharpton. He'll get the message eventually. There's a phrase out there, no justice, no peace, which leads to negative and violent. It's saying, get your guns out, police officers. Change that term, that phrase, to no justice, no rest.
It really
is a positive, and that's what this phone call is about, Tom. Trying to change from the dark hearts that Trump has locked us into, and just disciplining ourselves and going to our good hearts.
Yeah.
That's really all I had to say, Tom.
Excellent point, Robin. Trump has been doing this for 9 years, and you know, like the example of whipping a horse. We are exhausted by it. And the more he does it, and he's going to do it more and more because that's all he's got is hate and anger, the less it's going to work. Thank you so much for the call. Roland in Atlanta. Hey, Roland, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I like your show. Appreciate you taking my call. I just have a question. Louis DeJoy, I'm wondering if you know whether or if you speculate whether any of these investigations will touch him, because I kind of feel like he got away with something. And the reason I say that is because I think during the 2020 election, I think the reason Trump was encouraging his supporters not to do mail-in ballots is because I think Trump thought that he had sufficiently rigged the postal system.
I think you're correct. You're absolutely right, Roland.
Yeah. So I kind of, my spirit tells me he got away with something, and it just bothers me that we just don't hear about any pending investigations that would include DeJoy.
Yeah. I recall a couple of times DeJoy being accused of doing things wrong or even committing crimes. I haven't seen any follow up. I mean, that was a couple of years ago. I do know that there are two nominees for the Postal Board of Governors. One of whom is a Democrat who has promised that he will get DeJoy fired. They are in the Senate, and Republicans are blocking their confirmation. So that's where we're at right now, Roland. Roland, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Sonny in San Rafael. Hey, Sonny, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Okay, so you just came up in a call about a half hour ago. It was it had to do with the Chevron decision.
Mm-hmm. The Chevron deference,
And I'd like to include after that the immunity, official acts immunity decision, then the Project 2025 begins to be covered, and the Heritage Foundation. Now there is a thread that sews these four things together.
Oh, you're right. The Supreme Court is putting Project 2025 into place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's incredible to me is that the Heritage Foundation in 2023 begins to talk about how the Supreme Court is actually going to take this case up, Chevron, and then I don't know, in 24 in June is when Chevron is decided.
Yep. And this is the same. This is the same, by the way. Heritage Foundation that gave over $500,000 to Ginni Thomas in salary for a number of years.
Collusion? I mean, it's just to the nth degree here.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't Senator Whitehouse?
Oh, he's yelling about
it. These connections?
Whitehouse is yelling about it right now. Sonny, thank you for the call. Yeah.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and your blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbearing is super convenient with just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Super Barium's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Barium plus 15% off. Just go to superbarium.com and enter the promo code TOM. That's superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Brian and I will be talking about the Olympics. What was your favorite event? We want to hear from you. I'll also be joined by Wisconsin Policy Forum past president Rob Henkin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald. Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.